And we are pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Stephen A. Smith. He's the executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. It's a nonprofit organization that promotes responsible energy choices that create global warming solutions and ensure clean, safe, and healthy communities throughout the Southeast. Dr. Smith, thank you for joining us here on Local Edge Radio.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Well, we are so excited about the news we're hearing about this TVA-EPA settlement. Can you tell our listeners and us, really, how this whole process got started? What prompted this settlement between the TVA and the EPA, and what does it mean for us?
Well, I agree. It's absolutely wonderful news. We can all breathe a little easier. I think it's going to have a dramatic impact not only in East Tennessee and Western North Carolina, but I think through a much broader region. And it's also moving us away from a very dirty generation source to moving towards cleaner technology. The history of this goes way back probably to the 1990s when TVA had been sued by some environmental groups and challenged by the Environmental Protection Agency to clean up their plants. Unfortunately, TVA had won a number of those lawsuits. Even the Attorney General in North Carolina, Roy Cooper, had sued TVA and was putting pressure on TVA, won an initial round but then lost in an appeal. And so there's been pressure on TVA to clean these plants up for a long time. Our organization was involved in some of that, but we had initiated a process with TVA about 2 years ago to have them do some real serious planning about how to run their system over the next 20 years. And through that planning exercise, TVA realized that they really didn't need as many of these old, dirty coal plants as they had thought they did. There were opportunities for some newer technologies, energy efficiency, and other technologies to displace them. So in the course of realizing that these plants were not as critical, TVA went back to EPA and said, you know, we would be interested in potentially settling some of this historic litigation and actually do something that we think is very important nationwide, which is begin to retire these older plants. And sure enough, a couple of weeks ago at their April board meeting, they actually announced both the completion of the 20-year planning process, where they recommended retiring about 30% of their coal plants, and with this EPA settlement, which they locked in retiring about 15% of it. So good news. A number of plants are going to be retired over the next 3 to 5 years, and I think others are also going to be announced in the coming year.
This flies in the face of what fossil fuel proponents tell us all the time, that we can't possibly shift our energy resources away from fossil fuel consumption, that, you know, we just don't have the capacity. But you're telling a completely different story.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we got an unprecedented access in, it wasn't just our organization, but there were other stakeholders in the Tennessee Valley region that got into this planning process with TVA over the last couple of years. And I think even the TVA's own surprise, they really did some modeling and did some analysis that showed that energy efficiency can do a lot more. One of the, you know, silver linings in the economy slowing down a little bit is it's given utilities some greater flexibility about energy choices and how aggressively they have to do and use energy, because the energy use is down a little bit as the economy has slowed down a little bit. And there are other technologies, renewable energy technologies. And while natural gas is a fossil fuel, it is much cleaner than coal. And so displacing some of the coal with energy efficiency, renewable energy, and cleaner natural gas has given TVA a wider range of options to back out. Now, TVA also is very enthusiastic about nuclear power. Our organization is less so, and we continue to have some disagreements about that. But it's not an accurate statement to say that nuclear power is replacing these coal plants. It's actually more accurate to say, while nuclear power is a portion of it, a lot of this is being replaced by energy efficiency, some renewables and natural gas.
I mean, I love the idea that we would be taking coal plants offline and replacing as much of that energy as possible with renewables, because that impacts our Western North Carolina economy directly. You know, we have made big investments at the state and local level in renewable energy and in green building, which is part of the efficiency equation. So, you know, by protecting the environment, you're also helping to stimulate our local economy.
Absolutely, and there's significant numbers of jobs, much more in doing things like energy efficiency retrofits than building, say, a nuclear plant or maintaining an old dirty coal plant. So there are clean jobs in that. North Carolina, if properly sited and well thought out, there's significant wind potential in Western North Carolina, and there's a lot of solar that is actually quite viable in Western North Carolina. And the wind and the solar prices continue to come down while maintaining dirty coal plants or building nuclear plants, the prices go up. So we are seeing a real convergence of renewable energy being very competitive on a price basis with older, high-risk traditional sources. But energy efficiency is a slam dunk, and I think that we just need to really demand more and more. And in the Carolinas, with the Duke Progress merger now being actively discussed, our organization with others are going to intervene in that, and we're really going to try to encourage a higher investment by those companies in energy efficiency, because they've done some. Duke has done some things with the new program they've rolled out. Progress Energy, on the other hand, has really been slow to embrace energy efficiency in the Carolinas, and we're very disappointed by that.
So in this settlement, there's an agreement to invest $350 million in clean air projects, and this is a TVA investment. Do you have any information about how that money will be allocated, how it will be spent in terms of clean air projects?
Yeah, some of it is going to be for some selected energy efficiency investments. Matter of fact, a big chunk of it is going towards energy efficiency. About 250 of the 350 million is going to energy efficiency investments. Some of those in low income areas. Some of it, about 40 million, is going to go to renewable energy projects. TVA, to their credit, has been offering programs to encourage customers to invest in solar. I'm part of the TVA program, and I have solar on my house, and TVA pays a 12-cent premium above the retail rate. So if I'm paying, say, 9 cents a kilowatt hour, I get 12 additional cents, up to 21 cents for the solar that I generate and sell back to TVA. And that's a really good program. They need to do more of it, and we'd like to see them, expand. They've got a megawatt cap on it, or a kilowatt cap on it, of 200 kilowatts. So there are bigger projects that we think should go into that program. And so that's about 290 of it. And then, as I understand it, the rest of it is going to be divided amongst Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama, because those are the states that TVA actually has, and I think a little bit to North Carolina, but I'm not 100% sure of that, the states that actually were involved in some of the litigation. TVA's coal plants are located 7 in Tennessee, 2 in Kentucky, and 2 in northern Alabama. And so those states were all involved, and then North Carolina to some degree. So I think the remaining money will be split going into some projects at the state level.
You mentioned North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper and his lawsuit against the TVA. You know, while the plants are located in other southern states, you know, we've experienced air quality issues here in Western North Carolina as a result of coal being burned upwind from us. Are we going to see real improvements in air quality here in Western North Carolina as a result of some of these plants being taken offline?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that regional air quality, particularly in the Western North Carolina mountains, will improve because of this. A couple of the plants that are clearly tagged in this settlement are easily impacting. They're on the far east side of the TVA system, and the prevailing winds will move some of their pollutants into the Western North Carolina region. And so I think that there's no doubt that there will be improvements. To TVA's credit, they have also invested in some retrofits on some other plants that have now come into, like scrubbers, which remove sulfur dioxide, which forms acid rain, fine particulate, and a lot of the regional haze we see in the mountains. Scrubbers can remove some of that on a coal plant. And then they also have done what are called selective catalytic reduction, or SCRs. These are like catalytic converters in your car that remove nitrogen oxides, which form ground-level ozone. So if you look at the Great Smoky Mountain National Park and our national forest in the mountains of western North Carolina, where we've had issues before, is this sort of haze that drapes the mountains in the summer that is of this fine particulate sulfates, and then also the ozone exceedances that we've experienced. And we're already beginning to see some of those improvements because TVA has been making that. So this will further give us a better visibility. And I know that on the Tennessee side of the mountains over the last few years, I have noticed a marked difference in the number of times that I can see the Great Smoky Mountains and other part of the southern Appalachians from, say, Knoxville, Tennessee, whereas 10, 15 years ago, the number of days that I could see the mountains were less than what I feel like I'm experiencing today. And it's not just psychological. I mean, there's real improvement there. And I'm a pilot, and I fly, and I've noticed even when I'm traveling in the region, the air quality is improving. There's still a lot more that needs to be done. And the real problem with the coal plants, other than all these what are called criteria pollutants, the sulfur, the nitrogen, and the mercury, which are all big problems, is even if you put a pollution control on these plants, they actually still emit carbon dioxide, and that's fueling, destabilizing our climate and global warming. And so shutting these plants down not only improves air quality, but it is the definitive answer to really get serious about solving global warming and climate change.
Dr. Smith, one more quick question. I read that because of these coal plants shutting down, there will be a decrease in coal mining. I believe it was in Wyoming. A decrease in the demand for coal from mines far away from North Carolina. I mean, are we looking at, have we reached the point of peak fossil fuel extraction in terms of coal, and are we going to start to see a decline in coal mining in this country? I mean, it really is, in some people's minds, the dirtiest part of the dirty coal equation.
No, that's a very good question. I mean, TVA sources from Central Appalachian, the Illinois Basin, and Illinois Basin, and the Powder River Basin out in Wyoming. So this settlement will impact all three of those areas. The real challenge that we have is, yes, I think we are going to see coal plants losing market share, or coal losing market share in the United States. Unfortunately, a lot of these coal companies are trying now to export U.S. coal abroad, to China and other places, and so there's a lot of work going on within the environmental community of trying to continue to end things like mountaintop removal and other things, but then also try to limit the exporting of U.S. coal because, again, a pound of coal burned in China has the same global warming impact as a pound of coal burned here. We may not breathe the air pollutant per se, but we're still having the global impact. So it's something we're going to have to watch, but I do believe that we have peaked in this country on coal as a market share for producing electricity in our country. Now the question is whether it gets shifted abroad.
Mm. Good point. We've been talking to Dr. Stephen A. Smith, Executive Director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Dr. Smith, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity, and thanks for letting us share this great historic settlement.
Thank you. You can find more information at cleanenergy.org. It's really nice to know that we've got people like Dr. Smith and his organization working for our benefit and really for the entire planet's benefit right in our own backyard.